And then the American Revolution comes along, and one of its functions is to suppress class conflict, as wars are very often fought with that purpose. Well, when I say purpose, it suggests a more deliberate conspiracy than I mean. But let's put it this way, that one of the consequences of wars very often, and one of the accompaniments of wars, is very often the creation of a country united against a common enemy, and therefore a country which the leaders of the country hope will put aside the internal conflicts, the class conflicts, the feeling of the poor against the rich, put that aside to face the common enemy, in the case of the American Revolution, England. Didn't wholly succeed, because even during the American Revolution there were rebellions, soldiers, class conflict in the army. There's no class division more sharp and more humiliating than class divisions in the military, and where privates were not being paid and officers were being paid very lavishly. And so they mutinied, and they marched on the Continental Congress in Philadelphia and threatened it. And a number of them had to be taken out by George Washington and their fellow soldiers ordered to shoot them as a lesson to the rest.